Greetings once again, my brothers and sisters of the Daily Respite community. Amen. It's Pastor Bob, and this is our 46th episode of Daily Respite here on this magnificent, brisk Thursday in Arthur, Illinois, September 23rd. Amen. And today I'm broadcasting from the sanctuary at Vine Street Christian Church, just all alone in here with all the spirits of the saints and the presence of God and the light of the Holy Spirit. I'm actually sitting today up in the loft, what some of us call, thanks to Kevin Huffman, the Holy Mezzanine, a real unique feature of our sanctuary. It's a more casual, informal, good place for kids or young adults with a coffee or something. But anyway, I'm sitting up in the Holy Mezzanine on a pew right next to one of our stained glass windows. And if you don't know, our windows are just this beautiful, striking emerald green. Nothing like it, really. And the sun is coming right in on this window. And oh, it's just soaking me in its warmth and spirit. Can you tell? Amen. So let's all find a place like that. Amen. Just imagine you're sitting here with me and the light is shining on you and you feel that presence and all the spirits of the saints. Today it's a continuation of Richard Rohr's daily meditations. His weekly theme this week has been, what do we do with money? A great topic for anyone of faith. And today's meditation is called, It's All a Gift. Let's start with that. If you start there, you really end up in some different places with your handling of money and your adherence to the economy of the day. If it's all a gift, then doesn't that change the equation for everything? Well, let's see what Richard Rohr has to say. First, he gives us a scripture verse from Luke, the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, verses 12, 13, and 14. Jesus said to the host who had invited him, "When you hold a lunch or dinner, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you." Boy, that's got some twist in it. Let's hear that again and we'll get on with the devotion. Jesus said to the host who had invited him, "When you hold a lunch or dinner, invite the poor and the crippled, the lame, the blind, and blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you." Richard Rohr tells us this today. I'd like to contrast two economies or worldviews. The first economy is capitalism, which is based on quid pro quo, reward and punishment, and justice as retribution. This much product requires this much payment. It soon becomes the framework for our fundamental relationships, our basic self-image, and our actions. We say things like, "I deserve," "You owe me," "I will be generous if it helps me too." Right? And this also constructs a faulty foundation for our relationship with God. We've got to admit that this system of exchange seems reasonable to almost everybody today. If we're honest, it makes sense to us too, and seems fair. I'm not going to say it's wrong. It does much good. The only trouble is, Jesus doesn't believe it at all. And he's supposed to be our spiritual teacher. Let's contrast this meritocracy, the punishment-reward economy of basic capitalism, with what Jesus presents. I'm going to call it a gift economy. In a gift economy, there is no equivalence between what we give and how much we get. We don't really like this model because we feel we've worked hard to get our rightful social positions. We feel we have earned our rights. Yet if we call ourselves Christians, we have to deal with the actual gospel. The only way we can make the great turnaround and understand this is if we've had at least one experience of being given to without earning. It's called forgiveness, unconditional love, and mercy. If we've never received unearned, undeserved love, we will stay in that capitalist worldview where 2 + 2 = 4. I put in my 2, I get my 2 back. But we remain very unsure, if not angry, about anything free, whether it is free health care or even free education. These benefits can be seen as natural human rights that sustain people's humanity and dignity, as papal social encyclicals make clear. All too often, though, we only want people in our own group to benefit from health care or education or even bailouts. Father Richard reminds us, we don't deserve anything. Anything. It's all a gift. Until we have begun to live in the kingdom of God instead of the kingdoms of this world, we will think exactly like the world. To understand the gospel in its radical, transformative power, we have to stop counting, measuring, and weighing. We have to stop saying, I deserve, and deciding who does not deserve. None of us deserves. This daily conversion is hard to do unless we've experienced infinite mercy and realized that it's all a gift. All the time. Let us pray. Loving God, you fill all things with a fullness and hope that we can never comprehend. Thank you for leading us into a time where more of reality is being unveiled every day for us all to see. We pray that you will take away our natural temptation for cynicism, denial, fear, and despair. Help us to have the courage to awaken to greater truth, greater humility, and greater care for one another. May we place our hope in what matters and what lasts, trusting in your eternal presence and love. Now, let's take a moment for you to listen to our heart's longings for the healing of our suffering world. Knowing, good God, you are hearing us better than we are speaking, we offer these prayers in all the holy names of God. Amen.